I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned.
Earlier on this series.
Now, why is this given as number one? For the edification of the body of Christ. Edifying the body of what? Christ, edifying the body of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 12, it says, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual word, give seek that ye may sell to the edifying of the church. Edifying the body of Christ. That's why it's necessary. Another purpose of the gift of the Holy Ghost is maturity of faith. Number two, maturity of what? Faith. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness. So you have to go from one level to another. You can't remain where you are. Are you getting what I'm saying? Christianity without the Holy Spirit is dead. He's the one that makes Christianity colorful. You cannot live comfortably on earth without Him. He makes life profitable. Christianity will become mechanical and will lack impact without the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He is the gateway to the supernatural. He makes you operate in the supernatural. He empowers you for exploits on earth. Take away the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, the Bible will become a storybook. The reason the Bible is a living book with living proofs is because of Him. Otherwise, the Bible will be like every other book. The reason why every word from God's, the Bible, carries power is because of His presence. Am I communicating with you? The gifts, they are not for only preachers. They are for every child of God. You hear this truth? Where the gifts of the Holy Spirit is not received, the congregation will lose steam of relevance. Many today cannot demonstrate the power of God because He is not manifesting through them. Today you see professing Christians visit places where they see things for them because the Holy Ghost in them is lying dormant. Many have refused to exercise the gifts. So they are blind, they are deaf, they are dumb, they are paralyzed, they are powerless. Jesus understood the place of the Holy Spirit and His gift. And it was evident in His earthly ministry. I tell you, everyone will have an encounter forever. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Pharisees are simply people who are far to see. And the Sadducees are those who are very sad to see. The Pharisees and the Sadducees saw the power He demonstrated. They said, this man's gospel is different from others. He spoke the word with power. And they looked at Him and they said, this man's gospel is different. And what makes the difference is the personality of the Holy Spirit. He said, Paul said, I did not come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the demonstration of power. You cannot carry power and not be respected. They may not like you, but when you come with the gifts of the Holy Ghost, they have no choice but to respect you. Am I talking to someone here? Take away the Holy Spirit, Christianity will be a mere religion. Now hear this, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 8, the Bible says, let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Let thy garments be always white is holiness, is what? Holiness plus anointing. If you have holiness alone with an anointing, you end up in annoyance. It is holiness plus manifestation that makes you take charge. Is someone getting what God is saying? Holiness without power makes Christianity look like a misfit. Now, there are many people who are, they don't commit sin, but they are so broke. Do you know you need power to get wealth? How many know that? You need what? To get wealth. It's not enough. There are some things you need to get from the world. You need power. You need what? You need power. You need a demonstration of power. Okay, now hear this and hear me well. Many times people don't like you because you go to church. Even the office. But when you operate in power of the Holy Ghost, they have no choice but to do things for you. Am I going to you? Every Christian must operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. They didn't like Jesus, but they said the whole world has gone after Him. They didn't like Him. They said, who is this man? How can the whole people look after him? He's a carpenter. How can a carpenter be commanding a crowd like this? But they said, if you do anything, the whole world has gone after Him. Some people, they don't like you even as you come to church. Do they like you? No. Even your compound, your office, they say, every church, every day church. But when you operate in power, they can backbite at your back. Because backbiters remain at the back. They come in. But when they come to before you, they say, thank God for your life. Thank God. And that's what they will say concerning you. That is what they will say concerning you. They can't take your business. They can't take your job. They can't take your blessing. Whatever belongs to you shall be released to you. gifts of the Holy Spirit is simply talks about divine empowerment. Divine what? Divine empowerment. One thing that the Holy Ghost can alter the course of nature and change situations in the favor of the church. He can. Say he can. Now, if you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. Why are the gifts of the Holy Ghost necessary now? Number three, to reveal God's will. To reveal what? To reveal God's will. To reveal God's will. Number three, Hebrews 2:4 says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hello. Now, the gifts, they are classified into nine. Into what? The gifts are classified into what? Nine. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you read from 7 to 11, 1 Corinthians 12, everybody open, we take 7 to 11, we see the nine gifts. And it's a body manifestation, verse 7, of the Spirit is given to every man. Is it every pastor? Every man? Including you? Is it? Are you among? Is given to what? To every man? To every man? Did they say every pastor? Did they say every evangelist? Every child of God, God is saying is available to you. To profit with all. And verse 8, it says, to one is given the spirit of word of wisdom, one. To another is given the word of knowledge, two. To another is given the spirit of faith. Is that true? That's how many? Three, gifts of healings, four. Working of miracles, five. Prophecy, six. Designing of spirits, seven. Diverse kinds of tongue, eight. And interpretation of tongues, nine. Now, if you look at them, the whole nine gifts, they say they are available. They are what? Nine of them are available. Now, these nine gifts are categorized into three major groups. You can operate in the whole nine. You can operate in the whole. It's not for a preacher, it's for everybody, because you need them in every sphere of life. Now, they are categorized into how many? Three groups. They are called revelation gifts, power gifts, and utterance gifts. Power gifts from those nine gifts are what? The gift of faith, working of miracles, and the gift of healings. Now, these gifts are valuable to anyone. When you operate in them, Christianity becomes very sweet. Very what? Oh, Christianity can be sweet if you operate in the gifts, and they are valuable free of charge if your heart is there. Hello.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Which is that obstacle before your family? Which is that obstacle before your health? It must go now. It must go now. It must go now. Cancer must go now. HIV must go now. Problems must go now. Barrenness must go now. Failure must go now. Every mountain must go. Power gifts, number one, under power gifts A, the gift of faith. Now, this is the presence of an inner confidence. Gift of faith. This is the presence of an inner confidence or trust. This is the presence of an inner confidence or trust that what God has revealed by his word, This is the presence of an inner confidence or trust that what God has what? Revealed by his word, comma, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, will come to pass irrespective of the present situation. This is an inner what? Confidence or trust that what God has said, either through his word or through word of knowledge or word of wisdom, that no matter the circumstance, it will come to pass. I mean, that's what God is saying here. Hello. A typical example in the Bible is found in Acts 27. Acts 27, 23 to 25. The man Paul operated in all the nine gifts. There was problem and the boat was to be scattered totally. But hear what Paul said. Paul in Acts 27 said, "For there stood by me 23, this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." Did you hear him? "Say, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And look, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Now, when you read, put verse 22. Let me explain to you 22 better so you can understand it clearly. 22, verse 22. Now he said, "And I exalt you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life." Do you hear that? Now, hear this. Listen. The boat was broken to pieces. Paul said, by the Spirit, this gift of faith, that even if it's a particle, it will carry us to the shore. Nobody will die. This boat will be scattered, but nobody will die. You know, that is not normal. Hello? That's the gift of faith. Paul said, "I know that this boat will be scattered. I know it. But I want to tell all of you who will reach the shore." That was not normal. That is not what? Do you understand the gift of faith? You will do things which are not natural. Because you know God can't lie. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "Hey, oh king, we don't care what you are talking." That is not teach. That is gift of faith. We trust God to a point. Put us here. We know the God we serve. He will see us through. When you operate in that gift, you dare the impossible and you do the incredible. When that gift comes upon a man, you face lion as if you're facing a goat. I'm not understanding what I'm talking about. You do things that naturally you couldn't have done. When you see a man operate in that gift, impossible is not in your vocabulary. Smith Wigglesworth, how can you box a man who has died? Lift him up and box him. And the dead man will wake up. Hello. Somebody say he's dead. You now box him to die. Somebody is sick at the point of death. You now box him in the chest. And then as you box him, the person will wake up. That's the gift of what? Gift of faith is different from faith. Gift of faith is different. It's a different thing. It makes you do things that nobody can explain. You just get up like this. When you heard that Smith Wigglesworth boxed a dead man and woke up, that's the gift of faith. That you just get up like this. You look at a dead person, "Damn, you dead man." That's the gift of faith. Archbishop Benson Idahosa is the gift of faith. They brought a woman that was dead. He was drinking water on the altar. He took the water he was drinking without prayer and poured on the dead woman and she woke up. That's the gift of faith. Where you see someone do something that you say, ah, this one is no prayer. Water, he was drinking water. They brought the dead man dead. Not that she was trying to die, dead. Then he took the water he was drinking and did like this on the dead woman. The dead woman opened her eyes. That's the gift of faith. One day it came upon me when I started crusade. I just went to a man on the wheelchair. I'm not from a civic center. That's the gift of faith. Without preaching, and I say, if Jesus wants to tell you, get up, when to get up, so get up. That's the gift of faith. It makes you dear things that naturally you couldn't have done. It's a gift. You say what? You just look and say, quiet, I'll get that contract. That's the gift of faith. Your faith is so high that you are not quoting scriptures. You are coming from a realm that nobody can explain. May that gift come upon you now. In the name of Jesus. The word you declare from this day, as you say it, that is how it will happen. Paul operated in this gift. He could announce in the midst of storm that there shall be no loss of life. That in the midst of challenge, you say, relax, this thing will not happen. That's the gift of faith. It's different from the normal faith, though. The normal faith is that you hear God's word, you create, that's different. Gift of faith is operating at another class. Where you dare the impossible. You do the incredible. You declare what men are afraid to say. How many need it? You need it? He said he will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. You are going to ask. Oh God, I want the gift of faith. The spirit of faith. I want, oh, look, when you're praising you, they tell you they will sack you in the office. Say, quiet. Sack who? Me? Sack who? MD sacked. And the following day, they'll come and sack the MD. When you're praying in that gift, people, you do something that dear people are afraid to do. You will see yourself operating at another class. Am I talking to someone? You look at the devil and you tell me, hey, you dear it, you are finished. You can't say that with an empty stomach. And God says it's free. It's what? Available. You ask for him to give you. A woman carried a madman, life story in Lagos. A lady park a car, told the madman, enter my car. At the back, in case if a stamp hit you at the front, you go. But she had this gift. And the madman sat down and she took him to the church, cut his hair, laid hands on him, became well, wear him clothes. That is not it. That is this gift. That you can look at the madman, look at armed robbers and say, drop your guns, a lady. Keep your guns down. Do you know where you are? Get out of this here. That's the gift of, you look at an armed robber, a woman who should be saying, hey, stop. Do you know where you came from? This is, don't, drop your guns. Get out. And armed robbers will run from a woman. That gift will be released to someone right now. Oh God of heaven, you said I should ask. In 1 Corinthians 12:31, it says, covet earnest good gifts. Covet. You can covet means go for it. Are you hungry for it? How many desire it? Lord, I covet this gift. He said, he will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. So you will ask, oh God, I don't want to be at another level. I need this gift.
Coming up on this series.
The gift of healing is to supernaturally bring cure for the sick and oppressed. This is to supernaturally bring cure for the sick and what? Oppressed. Spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Hear this. In the case of the woman with the issue of blood, her faith made her whole. This was a different case. He never said their faith. Everyone that touched him, they were all healed. That is the gift of healing. Do you understand now? The woman with the issue of blood, not everybody was healed. It was our own faith. But when Jesus demonstrated the gift of healing, everybody, whether they had faith or not, most people, when I operate in that healing, their faith does not take a part to play. Check in the church. When the gift of healing comes and I begin to say, most people don't even know what happened. They just see the gift. You don't understand what I'm talking about.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703 897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.